You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The acclaimed Pink Floyd tribute band Brit Floyd is currently celebrating the 40th anniversary of Pink Floyd's classic double album The Wall. Guitarist Damian Darlington, who's been playing Pink Floyd music for a quarter of a century, recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
Tell me a little bit about thinking about the guitar on this album and David Gilmour's contributions, because I think it has some of his finest playing.
It's very definitely so. You know, they're beautifully constructed guitar solos all the way through this album. You know, whether you're looking at Another Brick in the Wall or Mother or you know, one of the finest rock guitar solos of all time on Comfortably Numb. You know, there's sublime guitar moments taking place on that album, so you can't argue with it as a guitarist. And you know, it certainly had an impact on me when I first heard it from that perspective as well. I wanted to go away and learn how to play these guitar solos as soon as possible. Gilmour is fundamentally, he's a blues guitar player when you get down to the basics of it. He also has a wonderful sense of melody, and he wasn't afraid to use effects, you know, what was available, what was being developed at the time, and to explore creating new guitar sounds, which inspired his playing to a certain extent as well. But at the base of it, there's a wonderful sense of space and melody and feeling there, and that's what remains so appealing for people right to this day when it comes to listening to him as a guitar player.
So thinking about that time frame, and you mentioned the sort of technology of the period, which was, you know, for him cutting edge, and then for us today is, you know, maybe antiquated. How do you go about sort of replicating that? I mean, do you have sort of new gear, or do you look for vintage gear to do that with?
I very much go down the road of using the modern equipment to recreate these guitar tones. You know, wonderful as the vintage gear is, it tends to take up quite a lot of space, you know, and it tends to need a lot of care and attention, whereas there are some amazing modern tools out there now that really do a very fine job of recreating these vintage guitar tones.
So am I correct that Brit Floyd is now approaching something like a decade?
Yeah, it's 8.5 years. I'm a year out, so it's another couple of years before we get to our 10th anniversary. But, I mean, before Brit Floyd ever started, I was in another Floyd band for 17 years. So I've just had my 25th anniversary of playing Pink Floyd music professionally.
That's amazing. Because I was going to say that after all these years, I see that you continue to add dates and it continues to be a draw. It has to be an incredible feeling to see it come along like this.
Certainly, you know, when I got an opportunity a quarter of a century ago, as it is now, to join a Pink Floyd tribute show, I had no notion whatsoever that all these years later I would be playing as many shows as I am and playing in some of the sorts of venues that I get to play in around the world. And I think there's another sort of thing I can probably safely say about myself is I think I am somebody who's played more Pink Floyd shows than any other person on this planet now. I think I'm pretty confident in saying that. More shows than Pink Floyd and more shows than any other tribute playing musician. It's something like about 2,500 Pink Floyd shows I've played now. Mama's gonna check out all your girlfriends with you. Mama won't let anyone dirty get through. Mama's gonna wait up until you get in. Mama will always find out where you've been. Mama's gonna keep